Israel-Gaza War, U.S. blocks Security Council ceasefire resolution, date modified colon 2024-11-20T22:00:27.654Z, description colon 14 of the 15 members voted in favor, but Washington said the text would send dangerous message to Hamas. U.S. vetoes Security Council's Gaza ceasefire resolution, Getty Images. The U.S. has blocked a Gaza ceasefire draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council, the fourth time it has used its veto power during the conflict to shield its ally, Israel. 14 of the 15 council members voted in favor of the draft, which demanded that the war in Gaza must end immediately, unconditionally and permanently, and all remaining hostages must be immediately and unconditionally released. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood, said the document abandoned the necessity for there to be a linkage between a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Wood said the proposed resolution would have sent a dangerous message to Hamas. The UNSC is composed of 5 permanent members which have veto power, and 10 which are elected. This group proposed the draft resolution, which also rejected any effort to starve Palestinians. The vote was held as the UN warned that Palestinians were facing diminishing conditions for survival in parts of northern Gaza under siege by Israeli forces because virtually no aid has been delivered in 40 days. Earlier this month, an unbacked assessment said there was a strong likelihood that famine was imminent in areas of northern Gaza. The Israeli military has said its 6-week-long offensive targets regrouping Hamas fighters, and that it is facilitating civilian evacuations and supply deliveries to hospitals. After the U.S. veto, China's ambassador said people could not help but ask, do Palestinian lives mean nothing? France said international humanitarian law was being trampled and the only response should have been an immediate and permanent ceasefire. The UK said it wanted to end the war, stop the suffering in Gaza and secure the immediate release of all hostages. But the harshest criticism of the U.S. came from outside the council doors. Human Rights Watch's HRW, UN Director, Louis Charbonneau, accused Washington of once again using its veto power to ensure impunity for Israel as its forces continue to commit crimes against Palestinians in Gaza. Israel rejects the accusations. The current war broke out after Hamas gunmen burst through the border and attacked Israeli communities, killing about 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies, and taking 253 into Gaza as hostages. More than 43,920 people have been killed in Gaza since then, according to the territory's health ministry. UN Security Council backs U.S. Gaza ceasefire resolution. What is UNRWA and why has Israel banned it? Gaza in maps, how a year of war has drastically changed the territory. Israel and the Palestinians. Israel-Gaza War. Israel.